With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Supreme Court Friday ruled 6-3 along ideological lines in favor of a group of Maryland parents seeking to opt their children out of classroom sessions using books with LGBTQ themes. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
A group of parents in Montgomery County, Maryland, want to opt their children out of any lessons in the local public schools that use books promoting the LGBT lifestyle. The parents don't want to prevent the use of the books in general. They just want to keep their kids from being exposed to them. The school system says opting the children out would be too disruptive. Moms and dads across the country are expressing outrage about the kinds of books that students are being presented with in public school classrooms these days. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The court also sided 6-3 with the Trump administration on nationwide injunctions in a birthright citizenship case, though it didn't rule directly on birthright citizenship. Mark Sherman reports on what to expect next on birthright citizenship.
Nothing will happen for at least 30 days under the terms of Justice Barrett's majority opinion. What we can expect is that lower courts that have previously ruled on birthright citizenship will now reconsider their orders and, if necessary, tailor them to comply with the Supreme Court decision. Immigrants' rights groups have filed a new amended complaints trying to find a different way to protect their clients, as well as other women who may be pregnant and are not here in the United States legally.
The Texas Attorney General is praising today's Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking children from seeing pornography online. Republican Attorney General General Ken Paxton said Friday that companies have no right to expose children to pornography and must institute reasonable age verification measures. California Governor Gavin Newsom suing Fox News over an alleged defamation case, seeking $787 million in damages. Fox News said the lawsuit's frivolous. The DNC won't be getting many Christian votes. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from the group Vote Common Good, 75% of self-identified Christians do not trust the Democratic Party, and 62% say they will never cast their ballot for a Democratic candidate. The survey also reveals that 58% of believers think the DNC is actively hostile to Christianity, and 54% say anybody who votes Democrat is too. DNC strategists have been trying for years to court Christian voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will seek a third term in office next year amid growing questions about the Democrats' ambitions for the White House. Pritzker is one of the most liberal Democrats on the national scene. He has turned Illinois into an abortion destination for women in pro-life states as an aggressive advocate for the LGBT agenda. Pritzker's cousin Jennifer is a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. The markets reached record highs today.
Stocks closed a winning week on Wall Street with records on Friday. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 1%. The records mark a sharp turnaround from the market's springtime plunge. That slide of nearly 20% was prompted by fears that the Trump administration's trade policies could harm the economy. An update on inflation Friday showed prices edged higher in May, though the rate mostly matched economists' projections. Damian Troisi, New York.
The Supreme Court has upheld the fee added to phone bills to provide billions of dollars a year in subsidized phone and internet services in schools, libraries, and rural areas. The justices Friday reversed an appeals court ruling that had struck down as unconstitutional the United Service Fund, the charge that's been added to phone bills for nearly 30 years. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.